Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At Levi's Stadium, watching the Niners beat up on the Jets, and Jake has done a hell of a job covering the 49ers. One of the more underutilized beat reporters in this market. Jake, back on the Morning Rolls, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Jake, what's happening, man? Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
We're good, man. Good. Getting ready for week two against the Minnesota Vikings. And I know you dive into the tape. You look at both sides of the equation. But let's start with the money question. Christian McCaffrey. You've been down there, Santa Clara. It's probably out, right? I know they're saying questionable day-to-day, all that, blah, blah, blah. But it looks like he's going to be out, right?
Yeah, based on the reporting from Schefter and Rappaport, it seems super unlikely that he's going to play. Obviously, they surprised us all last week. And honestly, I mean, just looking at it, the fact that this is a game on a turf field and next week at the Rams is a turf field, I know they, you know, that's not something that they would say. But I mean, logically, if this is an injury that you're worried about long term, I wouldn't be totally shocked if he was out next week, too, just to prevent him from having to deal with the turf field. I mean, you guys remember 2020 when they just fell apart in week two against the Jets on that turf? I think that's something that they want to be pretty wary of.
Four guys went down in like seven plays. Like, legitimately, it was like seven plays in a row. Solomon Thomas, Reed, the tight end, Bosa. I mean, it was, and a couple players for the Giants. It was crazy seeing that happen. You're at practice. What if I'm just a Niner fan? I'm driving around and I flip open my phone and Bleacher Report's like, "Oh, he was a limited participant in practice." What exactly did CMC do at practice yesterday?
Yeah, they kicked us out after like the first four periods, but he's out there jogging around, you know, looking good. So it's tough to tell. Like, they, and at this point, they only really do like a full practice kind of on Thursdays. So you don't know, you know, when you're not out there watching them full speed, you can't really tell. I mean, he's obviously a guy who's just going to say he's good and ready to go no matter what. And that, I think, literally is his mentality. But I think the coaching staff and all of them, they're going to look at it with the medical team and just say, all right, if there's any chance this thing goes wrong, we're just going to have to protect him from himself. And Shanahan said that in training camp, that he wanted to limit some of his reps. So I think this goes with that a little bit.
Now, behind Jordan Mason, because Jordan's going to get the bulk of the touches, what's the order look like? Isaac Garendo, Patrick Taylor?
Patrick Taylor Jr.
I mean, are they going to maybe bring in Matt Breida? Like, for a fantasy and for Niner fan implications, how does it shake out behind Jordan Mason?
Yeah, I think it'd be Isaac Garendo number two. But at the same time, Patrick Taylor's more experienced. You know, he's a guy that they kept around, I think, for special teams and the fact that, you know, he was with the Packers in a similar scheme. So it might be a trust thing there with Bobby Turner, the running back coach. But if you're looking for somebody who's got explosion, it's clearly Garendo. They drafted him for a reason. He's got number 31 now. He looks a little bit like Raheem Mostert when he moves. So I would suspect that it's Isaac Garendo just for the pure fact that, like, you know, Patrick Taylor's a physical running back, and if they want to get downhill, which you might want to do against this Viking team, I guess you go with him. But Garendo is also pretty physical too. So in my opinion, I think it would be Garendo, but you know, they haven't tipped their hand too much. And I mean, they went to Garendo last week a little bit, so I would expect it's him.
Jake Hutchinson joining us on the River Islands guest line. All guests are 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? I like the Garendo take, actually. The Garendo take, he does have speed. That's a good take, Jake. But when you look at this game and you see Minnesota last year with the eighth best run defense under Brian Flores, and we know how he loves to blitz, is the best play to attack Minnesota's defense from what you've watched off film, is it maybe putting the ball in it? Purdy says, I know the Niners want to get the 30 carries, and that's their philosophy. They got the 37 last week. But I don't know why I feel like this, and I could be completely wrong. I just feel like they're going to have to pass the ball a little bit more in this game than they want to against Minnesota.
I'm with you, and they were really, really successful at it last year. I mean, you go back to last year, it was like one of the most cursed games of all time. You know, they were chugging the ball down the field in that first drive, and then McCaffrey fumbled. And they just had a bunch of weird plays. They had a couple O-line breakdowns. And then when they were, you know, making that push to come back and win, Purdy got concussed because Spencer Burford botched, you know, their first attempt to get the first down. And then Purdy snuck it, got concussed. They did it again. And then he threw an interception. So going back to that game, they moved the ball really well. They just had some weird luck, and they didn't have Trent. They didn't have Debo. I'm with you. I think they're going to have to pass the ball. Also, Harrison Phillips and their front, they've got Bullard too. Those are some big dudes. And Jake Brendel didn't look great to me last week. I think Dominic Pooney's a huge upgrade and is going to allow them to run the ball a little bit better. But I'm with you. I think they're going to have to put the ball in the air a lot more than they did last week. And I honestly think they'll be comfortable with that. You know, Ayuk having a little bit more time under his belt, Debo being healthy. I think this team's going to look really, really good. And, you know, the fact that they have everybody pretty much healthy except McCaffrey, I think they're going to feel good about whichever way they have to go with this game plan.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And obviously, you had Sam Darnold on the other side, who was here practicing every single day last year. They're pretty confident. I mean, hearing D'Amino Lenore say he likes to throw me the ball, I know it was tongue-in-cheek, but you could feel the business-like confidence from especially the defense, and just the talking in front of the media all week. Are you getting that same sense when you're there?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, you talk to some vets and they're like, no, you know, Trent Williams is like, Sammy's going to give us some trouble. And then D'Amino or Lenore is like, no, I'm just going to pick him off. You're like, all right, Demo, good talk. I think there is definite confidence given that they've seen him. And I'll say Darnold looked good last week, but it was against the Giants and he was doing the right things. He was taking shots where they were available in zone coverage. That one throw down on the sideline to Justin Jefferson was incredible, but his arm talent has never been, you know, in question. But Darnold also took a lot of time to throw the ball. And I think it's something where if the 49ers can pressure him and not give him time to just survey the field, I think that could be a problem for him. And I think the 49ers are confident they can do that. You looked at the Giants game. Dexter Lawrence was demolishing their center and right guard. And I think Malik Collins and Javon Hargrave are going to feel really good about their chance to do that this week.
Their tackles did a good job on Bosa last year. Their tackles with Darrishaw on one end. He got the big fat money contract. He got all the money. It was made sure it was got to hold on. He's like, hold on, I got to be up there with Darrishaw company here. Bosa, though, did look like Bosa last week. He was pushing the pocket opposite of Leonard Floyd. How's that matchup going to fly here? What did you see from Minnesota tackles last week against the Giants on those edges? Because they do have Brian Burns and Thibodeau from Oregon.
Yeah, it's funny. Thibodeau has been kind of terrible. Like, I was, you know, coming into the draft, I was intrigued, but he got almost no pressure. And that's part of the reason the Giants just, you know, they had Dexter Lawrence and then Burns occasionally, but like, Thibodeau wasn't doing much for him. I think it's going to be an awesome matchup. Like you said, Bosa, he looked incredible last week, especially in the second half. You know, the defense wasn't on the field a ton, but as it went, he started to beat Morgan Moses on the right side genuinely every single snap. So I think that's going to be fun to watch. Leonard Floyd in the pass game was better than I expected. I didn't like what I saw from him with Buffalo, but he was really good last week in the pass game. So I think it's honestly as well-rounded of a defensive line as they had in like a pretty long time, just with experience and being able to do it and all being healthy right now. So I like the matchup. I think it's going to be tough. I think O'Neal's a good tackle on that right side, but I think the 49ers have enough weapons to really get after the weak spots in that O-line.
Jake, as someone who asks all these athletes questions, seeing what happened with Tua last night, is there a question that you would want to ask some of the players in that locker room?
Yeah. Why are more players not wearing guardian caps? And not to say that that would have prevented it with Tua, but players can wear guardian caps now, and there's only a handful around the league. And for those who don't know, guardian caps are those little, they look silly in training camp. They're the little like padded things that you put on top of a helmet. But now in the regular season, they've got little sleeves that they put over. So it kind of looks like a normal helmet, just a little bulkier. I don't think they look that bad.
Jabril Peppers wore it in the Patriot game. Sorry to interrupt. Jabril Peppers was wearing it, for example.
Right, right. And so, you know, this is a game that is going to do damage to your brain. Like, they know that. It's an implicit thing, but you don't think about that every day because it's kind of a crazy thing to think about. But if you can limit that damage, why not?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. And Tua suffering a concussion last night, obviously. Mike McDaniels talked today, telling Tua, hey, man, you're the quarterback of your family. Go take a deep breath. Go be with them. Don't worry about football right now. But this was the same place you mentioned it, that crazy game where Purdy did suffer a concussion. And you remember that week leading into Cincinnati? I don't think he practiced. And they cleared him. What did they clear him? Late Friday, early Saturday? And he played that Bengals game, and he was obviously not himself there. Now where you see Brock Purdy without Christian McCaffrey, this is why I'm not freaking out too much about the McCaffrey injury, because I do believe the Niners have a guy who could help elevate this offense. Maybe he wasn't ready to do it last year without Trent and Debo, but I just watched Purdy on Monday night, Jake. It's like, this guy's so calm, cool, and collected. He's one of the best we got in this league.
Genuinely, I think what people sort of misunderstand and get wrong about Purdy is people have this fixation about, you know, his draft stock and like arm talent. And it's funny because you get a lot of really smart analysts who talk up arm talent. And that's the same thing that like a kid would talk up and be like, wow, he's got a big arm, you know? And it's like all of these smart people are not looking at the things that you should be looking at, which are how you read a defense, anticipation, and pocket presence. And Purdy, yeah, he makes some like, I think some head scratching throws and throws the ball into some dangerous spots. And that's worth criticism. But his anticipation and I think his ability in the pocket to feel pressure, buy time and spin out is like top percentile in the league. And that allows so many things where when a play doesn't go right, he can buy time in a way 49ers quarterbacks have not been able to do for the last 5 years. And that's something that innately elevates the offense, especially when you can make pretty much every throw that Kyle Shanahan wants you to. with increasingly great accuracy, as we saw on Monday night on that throw that Ayuk dropped.
Right. Jake, you going out to Minnesota?
I am not. I am headed out of the country, but...
Again? Where the hell are you going? Wait, where the hell are you going?
I'm going to Japan.
What? Japan? I've been wanting my boy Flo's going to Japan. He just flew out there. He works at NBC. That's on my bucket list. Where are you going to Japan?
Oh, my God.
Tokyo?
Yeah, Tokyo, lots of other places, some countryside. Oh. I'll have to bring you guys back something.
I want sushi. Bring back some sushi. Robin. What at all? Shashka, I want to go to Japan.
I can bring you back some instant ramen.
Probably a lot cheaper out there. Jake, well, when you coming back, man?
Getting back for the Patriots game.
All right.
So missing the two road games, but I'll be back and locked in. And I'll be watching all the tape while I'll be gone. So I'll be locked in for you boys.
We may have to call you from Tokyo. I just want to know what it's like out there. It's my bucket list.
Happy to do
it.
See you, Jake.
Appreciate you guys.
Jake Hudson, River Islands guest line. Going to Chesky, you want to go to Japan?
Absolutely. I'm fascinated by Japanese culture. My neighbors are Japanese,
yes,
and they have the best garden of anyone I've ever met in my life.
We got to get you out of the Bay Area, man. We got to go to Tokyo. We do a route right eye. You get LJ. We get for at least business class. We'll splurge. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about business class, but
that's a long flight, man. You know, I got long legs, dude.
I just watched.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.